SBS Radio.
Well, so many people have stress these days. Do you have any tips on how to deal with this thing that's just part of our modern life?
I think that you've sort of hit the nail on the head at the end of it in that sort of sentence in general, and that's the fact that we have to understand a lot of us, a lot of the times, go into peak hour traffic expecting a smooth run. And when we're able to identify and understand that stress is a part of everyday life, whether it's your kids, education, your job, sporting teams that you're playing in trying to win a game, once we start to really get comfortable with being uncomfortable and understand that process and journey, then we can start to back off around stressing about what we can't change and focus more so on creating solutions around what we can.
So you're saying to embrace pain, suffering, and are you talking about embracing pain, suffering, and hard times?
Oh, I think that's the biggest thing. Like, we know that, you know, in the nicest way, we are going to die, or people in our family are going to die. And I'm taking it to that extreme level because we often somehow think that it won't happen. And then when it does happen, we look, I'm not telling people not to be heartless and emotionless in this world, but understanding that that is coming, and that maybe one day you'll get a flat tire with your, you know, car, one day you might be made redundant. It's a part of life and reality. And when we can see that and understand that, we can just deal with it better, and we can put strategies into place so that next time when we come to that, you know, position, we're able to deal with it in a far greater outlook or behavior and an outcome. When we deal with it in the sense of it's really stressful, I can't deal with it, it becomes an anchor that will weigh you down, and then you hit the next obstacle or roadblock that comes into your life, and you're still anchored down by that last moment. Rather than letting it go and understanding, unfortunate as it may have been, it's a part of life, but then being able to still continue to strive and thrive as we move forward. And that's the key to happiness and success in life, identifying what's coming and then making sure we're putting steps into place. And, you know, that applies to everyday business, relationships, life in general, sporting teams that you may be playing in. You're looking at the other team. What can they do? What are they strong at? How can we defend that, as an example, to make sure that we play at our strengths and we make their strengths their weaknesses? And when we do that with life, then we start to see more happiness and a smoother transition through these hardships in life that come about and are a reality of life.
And ingrained thoughts and behaviours that carry people. But if so, how can they change it?
I think, like, the first thing I tend to teach a lot of people is, what is your ingrained behaviours and beliefs around stress? And how we've dealt with that, how we've been brought up, the moments, the experiences, even how, you know, influential people, our fathers, our uncles, our aunties, mothers, brothers, sisters, how they've impacted us in relation to how we deal with stress, seeing them deal a particular way, being taught a particular way, might have been a way that then anchored you down. And you carry that anchor throughout life. And imagine carrying I came over and said, hey, Bertrand, here's a 20-kilo weight. What I want you to do is carry it around. And you're like, no problem. And for the first 5 minutes, it might be a little bit stressful. But by the end of the day, that then starts to weigh you down. And if you do that over a whole week, then it will still really start to put a lot of pressure onto your back. And the same thing applies to life. Life, you'll either be able to deal with it, let that weight go really quickly, or you'll carry it around week to week, you know, breaking your back on a regular basis. And when I say break your back, I mean as in it'll just stress you out beyond anything that you can control. And if you can't control it, then that's one of the biggest tips I'll give to people in general. Let it go. I know it's hard, but it is the key to a successful and happier life.
Yeah, going back to stress, since you mentioned stress, it's part of our lives, but is there any different type of stress? I would say, is there a good stress?
100%. Happiness is not not having problems in your life, but the ability to be able to deal with them on a level where you understand that's coming. And there's good stress in life, stressing about, you know, making sure that your orders are being done. If it, you know, it is a business and you get them out on time, that's a great thing, especially if there's a bulk order that then, you know, obviously impacts how you live a better quality of life and a happier life that's based around your passion. That's a beautiful thing. Trying to put together, you know, your own business, it's a beautiful thing. Yes, it's stressful, but when it all comes together at the end of it and you're able to live the life that you wanted to based around your passion, and this is just one example, then life becomes far more designed around you as an individual. And when you design it around yourself, then your happiness comes to the front. Yeah. And everyone loves being happy, right?
Yeah, that's a good type of stress. I believe it's a positive experience. So, yeah, that's a pretty good one. But what's your top three tips to dealing with the stress? I mean, the negative one, the one that really puts us down.
I think the biggest thing, tip number one, would be failure is a lesson. Always make sure that failure in your eyes, if turn that word and make it a lesson, so that the stress that came from that situation then becomes a lesson that you then take into the rest of your life. What value would be my second tip? What value does that stress cause you? If it causes you something that you can deal with it as quickly as possible, and then learn from what did you get out of it? Was it the ability to control your emotions versus if you can't deal with it, let it go, and the ability to then be in control of you as a person, your happiness. No one in this world controls your happiness but you, and that would be my third tip around stress. When you rely on other people to create your own happiness, you will always become disappointed, because everyone has different values, morals and beliefs, and trying to match that with someone on any level in this whole world is very hard experience to do, unless you obviously sat down and wrote down all these things and everyone was able to obviously match that up. And even then, you're going to find that they like cats and you don't like cats. So it will never work out. But being able to identify that really quickly is a great tool for yourself moving forward to deal with stress. And that'd be my top three tips for people.
Yeah. And in your own experience, can you share a personal experience when you had to go through a stressful situation, and maybe tell us how you dealt with that situation and how you overcame stress?
I think probably the biggest one, taking it back to my parents who have both lost to cancer. When my mother had leukemia first, I learned a lot of lessons from that, and it did anchor me down for a little bit. I was young at the time. And then by the time my dad found out he had a tumour as well and didn't have long to live, instead of dwelling on that, I appreciated every single moment that he had on this planet. I also appreciated every single moment that I had on this planet and I was grateful for. And it created this happy environment in a situation that should have been really sad. And we both lived those moments together for the last 7 weeks that he had on an absolute high. And when I say that, of course, there's sad times behind it. But yeah, we could sit there and cry every single day, and it could have been a really sour experience. But instead, we really made the most of every single moment. And you know, from that hardship, I took away the gratitude of life, and I live every single breath with gratitude and happiness now. And that's, I mean, honour and respect of my father and the situation that he was in. So I'd say to people, what can you do? Face it front on. Can I fix it? I couldn't fix my father's situation. Let's make the most out of what we can and move forward. Doesn't mean I don't forget him. Doesn't mean I didn't cry. It just meant that I was able to deal with it in a better situation than when my mum first had it. Originally. And the same thing applies. This could be education, this could be a relationship. Now, you make in your eyes a mistake, or you fail in a relationship, there's ways to fix it. Learn the lesson and make sure that you actually then come back better. And if that means even in another relationship, that's just unfortunately life. Don't dwell on and don't carry that anchor throughout life. You'll sink and drown.
Yeah, that's really good. But what about people who blame others for stress, the stress they're going through, instead of looking into their own, well, maybe contribution, they just look at blaming others.
Remember, probably I've answered that in a sense of the fact that you control your own happiness. Remove toxic people or remove people. I've got a favorite saying. Those that waste your time and energy, do not waste time on those that waste your time and energy. Does that make sense? Do not waste time and energy on those that don't waste it. Waste your time and energy, excuse me. And that's because life's too short and it can snap us up and eat us up really quickly. So I'm not wasting time and energy on someone that wastes my time and energy. I remove toxic people out of my life. I do try and help in a sense, but if they're not going to help themselves, I'm not going to let them impact my happiness and the way I want to design my life. Life's too short not to be happy.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.